Welcome back, my friends. Chef and the Fat Man live from the incredible PCB Cigars, home of the living 500-pound gorilla in the cigar industry. That is right here in beautiful Panama City Beach on Highway 98, which is a main thoroughfare that runs east to west, despite what Chef Eric says about north. It runs east to west.
That was not where
and
we
across
were.
The whole panhandle of Florida. We're about 50 miles east of Destin, for those of you who are brain dead enough not to know where Panama City Beach is. The sky is partly cloudy, beautiful patches of swatches of blue. We've got about a 10 to 15 mile northeast wind. We've got temperatures hovering right around 70 degrees right now, but something will not only warm your spirits, warm your heart, but warm your soul. It is a fiery redhead herself, live and in person from, I'm going to get this right, Gulf State College.
No. It's Gulf Coast State College.
Et tu, Brute? You're going to pull a holdo on me? You're going to correct me right off the...
Well done.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you know her, you'll know that she is the marketing associate there at GC90.7. FM/HD. Okay, that's a long time. What the heck is FM/HD?
It means that we're HD radio compatible. We have three different kind of stations within the FM. We have our regular FM, then FM2, then FM, the third band, which is HD3. That's our student station.
Yep.
So we run three different times.
I got HD in my truck.
Awesome. You should tune into us.
Absolutely.
Well, he will now.
Oh, yeah. While you're here, you definitely should.
Now, I hear that your station, by the way, is quite the lightning rod.
Yeah. That's why we don't use that tower that's on campus anymore.
But it's a beautiful campus, and if you're coming from Mexico Beach, which is where my habitat is, the Camp Pinguini, famous Camp Pinguini in Mexico Beach, we would travel westbound through Tyndall Air Force Base. Well, you come through Panama City, you're actually going to come a big bridge that you're going to cross that actually becomes Panama City Beach. But at the base of the bridge, you look to your right, you see this beautiful campus, and it's Gulf Coast State College. And what a beautiful campus. But here's what's shocking, and you and I talked about this off air. College campuses today are having problems all across. You guys not only don't have the problems, but you have the diversity without the problems, but more importantly, I was shocked. You guys actually support veterans, and you actually have a veterans radio hour every week by our good friend Carrie Dieter.
Yes, Carrie does it every Thursday morning. He starts out kind of at 8 o'clock, and depending on what guests he has, the military hour kicks off at 9 a.m. every Thursday.
Now, this radio station is really fun and great music. I mean, you've got literally, you take it from the plastic, from the vinyl to the airwaves.
Yeah, we have a very large collection of vinyl, which we are trying to start digitizing. And there's a lot in there. We have literally a whole room. And we play blues, we play jazz, we play a little bit of everything.
Now, you, after the show, which you were actually engineering, I mean, you, in a small radio station, you really have to learn to be multi-talented.
Yes.
Now, I understand... You also have some pretty good vocal cords.
I do. Singing is my hobby. I sing at church. I'm going to be doing some other singing here coming up real soon. So we'll see how it goes. I'd love to sing.
What's your favorite genre of music to sing?
Show tunes.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite show tune?
Oh, God. Well, I can tell you my favorite musical.
What is it?
Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, me too. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm a classic at heart. I'm a classic at heart.
Should we embarrass her? Should we? Ask?
I actually sang opera when I was a kid.
That's awesome.
I was the little shepherd boy in Tosca.
Oh, wow. I'm impressed. Color me impressed. Wow.
But I also worked at KLA. Do you know KLA? It's UCLA's radio station.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
And did overnights there, spinning good old-fashioned records.
Yeah. We on Sundays, we have a like a Sunday Baroque. It's all classical music.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Can I put you on a spot?
Oh, goodness.
I know. You don't have your orchestra behind you, but... Just give us a little something here. Because since Chef Eric, how should we say, boistered up his or enlarged his resume a bit.
I did not enlarge my resume a bit.
Well, you know, since we're at a place that sells cigars, it's kind of a jazzy feel. Let's bring in some old blue eyes.
Let's do it.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Beautiful.
So there we go.
Very nice.
Awesome. Well done. I wish I could hear the rest of it, quite frankly. But anyway, you charge for that. To heck with that. But anyway, you also gave us a little tour of something that just blew me away. Unfortunately, Chef had to do something called work, and he couldn't be there. But we had a chance to meet the team of your culinary school. Wow.
Yeah, they're wonderful people over there. They make such great food, and they serve it Monday through Thursday, lunchtime at seating's at 11:30. They start serving at actually noon. Denise Kreider's one of the heads of it, as well as Chef Paul. They're wonderful, wonderful people. It's a two-year program. I personally, if I had the time, I would take some classes up there because I love to cook.
The passion of the incredible chef we were meeting with was just above reproach. The students were out there polishing his silverware, classic French table service, and all for $10.
It is literally the coolest kitchen ever that I've ever seen.
It really is, but the program is exceptional. It's a two-year program, and it's a program where you really get hands-on. You start as a team. You're teamed up at the beginning of the program, and you work with your team throughout the whole your full 2 years.
They grow together. They learn together. That's just how it is.
Well, it's a great school, a great program. It's an absolutely amazing thing you did. And we thank you and Carrie and everybody at the radio station for inviting me to come in and speak on behalf of Chef and the Fat Man and on behalf of this wonderful, wonderful venue. And we shall reward you after your interview in a way I'm sure that will make a talented singing redhead very pleased. Well, thank you so much, Rach. I call you Rach because we know each other now. And I really appreciate you coming down. Thank you for sharing a little bit about your wonderful college and your radio station and your culinary. It's a great thing because part of a great recipe is the ingredients. If you don't start out with great ingredients, you don't end up with a great finished product. This event and this venue is great, but it couldn't be successful with all the ingredients. And you were one of the major ingredients. We thank you so much. Rachel Peebles from the incredible Gulf Coast State College. And Chef Eric, you didn't get to go, but I'm sure if we...
Yeah, I didn't actually know. I could have gotten down here earlier, but for some reason...
Oh, here he goes.
He was just...
Rachel, if you noticed...
Must have missed that memo.
His favorite childhood story was Pinocchio, if you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, Chef Eric, we go from one passionate redhead to one passionate Argentinian.
Yes, indeed. So what I'm doing is cutting some Kalamata olives that are still have the pits in them.
Now, you know why? Let me ask you something from a strictly culinary perspective.
Yeah.
Why in the world do they do this? Why don't they just take the pits out of the Kalamata so we don't have to battle them when we're eating?
Well, they do. They do. But for freshness, actually, when you keep the pit in, keeping the juices in, it's actually going to be a better olive. You'll notice once you slice the olives, there'll be a lot of, they'll use olive oil and garlic and salt and all sorts of other things to sort of preserve it because it starts deteriorating at that point. Which is not, I mean, it's not like it's going to go rancid, but it's just not going to be as flavorful as it is if you can leave them not pitted. So I'm just going to do this last one here. We're going to chop up these olives. What I've put into my little baggie here is about 8 cloves of roasted garlic, tomatoes, oregano, and parsley. Now I'll just run my knife through the olives. And to that, by the way, we're going to then be adding a little bit of salt, some fresh mozzarella, and we're going to do what do they call it? Ciliegine, the little cherry-sized mozzarella balls. Ciliegine.
And you, I was trying to catch you because I knew you were having problems pronouncing it, and you lucked your way through it again.
Yeah, I did.
Do you like, I'm an olive guy. I love olives. I mean, I could sit down and eat a plate of olives as a meal.
You know what? I never liked olives until we went to Israel and did the show from Israel.
Yeah, that was cool, man.
Because they were so exceptional there.
But what I will teach you, my friends, what you never do is eat an olive off the tree.
No, God, no.
It is the most bitter experience. In fact, once, which chef was that they gave it? Was that
I think it was Moshe.
Moshe. Chef Moshe Bassan from Eucalyptus, right outside the King David Gate of the walls of Jerusalem. His restaurant is world renowned. And he took us over and he said, here, try this. And he gave me a little sliver. I said, I'll take it. I threw it in my mouth and spent the next 15 minutes running up and down the very narrow market streets looking for a Coke. It was bitter beyond belief.
Well, now, we both tried it. And he said it's going to be bitter. So I just had a little tiny bit. You took like a chunk of it. Like, he said it was bitter. I mean, just a little bit.
Well, I've been working
would've...
with bitter all this many
well,
years,
this
so
is
why
true.
Why would bitter... But anyway, my friend, Chef Eric, is putting a salad together because it's a Mediterranean-type thing that a vegetarian could truly eat, which, of course, plays right into the hands of Peter and Rinku Shah. But we are food. We are fun. We are celebration of the good life. 18 countries, 42 states. We're so honored to have you joining us today as we're celebrating our homeless veterans and raising money for those homeless vets and their families at Christmas time. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. God bless America. And we'll be right back.